here comes a show.
Hello, everybody. We are back with the Fast Break Podcast, episode 2 of season 2. We're going to start off today kind of like we did last time with the high school basketball. But before that, you know, let's introduce everybody in the car, in the back seat.
Hello, I'm the expert, Joey Ackerman.
He is the expert.
Me amo. Apex.
And we have Alex. So we're going to start off with just a quick little debate. I think we'll all be on the same side, but do we think that public or private school basketball
private
is better?
School. Literally, like, okay, hold on. I'm going to go to the top 10 right now. I probably won't even know if
they're Joey, public while or private, he's doing that, sure. What are your thoughts?
I think that private schools, more specifically prep schools, are hubs for high school basketball. They're hubs. And just the way that high school basketball is evolving, I think that just more and more is going to become private school dominated.
So like Kenwood's private, Simeon's private, Whitney Young's private, Bennett's private, Curie is private, right? Rolling Meadows public, right?
Rolling Meadows is public.
Public, that's one. Brother Rice is private. Hillcrest?
That's public.
Public, that's two. Joliet West is public. Mount Carmel's private.
So it's three of the top 10 that are public. All right, so I guess. But I mean, like,
private school is just better.
I feel like, do you think that private schools, like, I know, like, there's a thing where it's, like, they can recruit. Do you think they actually, like, really recruit or no?
Yeah, definitely. Like, why wouldn't they? Like, if that's, like...
I don't think they really do recruit, though, because they can't offer kids money.
No, they don't have to, but, like,
but
if you see...
still.
Yeah, like, you think John Calipari didn't pay so many
people? Well, no, that's college. This is literally just high school
basketball. Right, you can't give them money in college either, but they
No, but college is, like, there's more, like, money around it. There's not that much money in high school basketball, I feel like.
I guess. That's true, but, like, how much money... All you have to do is... Well, you could, like, fake an academic scholarship or, like, some kind of other scholarship. It doesn't have to be, like, just, like, I'll give you 10 grand to play basketball at the school. Like, you just get them a scholarship for other reasons. I think that's what they do in, I saw that for something, like, in football. Like, it happened in real life.
Student aid?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, student aid, that's what it is.
I don't know. I feel like
private school is just pretty clearly better, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up, we got... This is kind of going with the debate, and it's about, like, Glenbard West. This is the one reason I think that, like, public schools may be able to compete is, will there ever be, like, another Glenbard West team from last year?
Hell no.
Because there's...
Our state. I'm sure there are versions of Glenbard West.
No, I think in our state it could happen.
But, like, I don't know. Like, what's different about Glenbard West is, like, okay, so, like, Joliet West right now, let's just say they win the state title. Mm-hmm. It's because, or even if they were, like, undefeated in the state title, it's because they have, like, two, like, ridiculous players. Like, Glenbard West was just a really good team. Like, they had,
like five D1 players.
Right, exactly. They had, like, their starting five, at least, was all, like, super skilled. It wasn't, like, a superstar. Like, the school that LeBron went to is a public school, right?
Yeah.
St. Vincent, St. Mary. Yeah. Like, they weren't actually a good team. They just had LeBron. So I don't think there'll be another team like Glenbard West where it's a public school with, like, five super talented players. Yeah, who just dominate a state.
I think there may not be one with five super talented white players. Whoa. But there could be, like, I'm serious, though. Like, maybe some inner city school just has, like, some crazy talent pool and they just get everybody.
Yeah, I feel like I would define another Glenbard West as a
white
suburban...
White boys? Pretty much,
white boys. But, like, a team from the suburbs.
Oh, no, you give Jack Stanton a couple more boys.
Who the hell is Jack Stanton?
The guy from DGN. It was, like, who is it? Our point guard ran around with him, Evan Phillips. He was, like, basically
He's
just guarding.
He's good. Is he good?
He's probably going to go D1.
What?
Going back to the debate, I feel like Glenbard West was just such an anomaly.
Yeah.
And it's not really, there really aren't that many traditional powerhouse basketball schools that are public in Illinois right now.
There aren't any.
Yeah. They're all private.
Yeah, that are traditionally good.
I'd say the only powerhouse schools...
Well, actually, the Suburban West Conference is traditionally the best public school conference.
I mean, it is, right?
I think so. I think our conference is the best.
Well, like
there's from top to bottom, there's really
only,
like, one bad team.
I think the only high school basketball dynasty that comes to my mind in Illinois is Whitney Young.
And Simeon.
Yeah, and Simeon.
That's just because of T. Rose.
What? Julia Okafor.
And Jabari Parker.
Oh, shit. I didn't know about them. I'm not really that in tune with Simeon.
And Taylen Horton Tucker went there, I think.
He did? He's from Illinois.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're just going to talk about the last part. This is kind of piggybacking off of Glenbard West. Do we think that, what are your thoughts on, like, zone defense versus, like, man defense?
Definitely dependent on who you have on your team. Like,
for I think Glenbard that zone West, defense is for pussies. Like,
actually, for Glenbard West, like, how can you argue with the results that they had?
No, I think it's, I don't
with
think
their
it's.
Their team, where you have, like, seven or, like, five guys who are all, like, 6'6 or taller, it makes so much sense to play.
I just think that the only reason you do zone is the is because you can't do man. If you can do man, you stick to man.
Yeah, but if you have, like, a team of guys who isn't willing to play good, hard man defense, then don't play man defense. Like, you have to work with what you have. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool how half the teams in the West are, not half the teams, but, like, some of the teams, like, run their same zone every year, and it's, like, throughout the program. I think it's kind of cool. Like, I think it's cool how Glenbard West is, like, the 1-3-1, and that's, like, their thing. Like,
that's, like, with us with open.
Yeah, but that's not as cool because that's, I don't know.
It's the basis of our
offense. I thought Glenbard West last year was, like, so cool. Like, I don't know. They just gave me, like, this, like, feeling. Like, who's number one right now? Kenwood? Same like, it just.
I don't really care. Sure. Actually, you're right. There is never going to be another Glenbard West because, like, everybody knew cool. that, like, Glenbard West is the best. They're going to win it all. They're going to kick everybody's ass. And every game sold out. It's,
I don't know. I feel like the, like, this is kind of getting a little bit away from what we're talking about. But, like, the vibes of the high school basketball season, even though Hindle Central's a lot better this year, like, the games were fun, but, like, it's just, like, last not the same. Year. Like, I remember last year, like, I would look on Slow Shit, like, every day for new posts about, like, Glenbard West, and then about Trey Pettigrew, who's, like, my favorite player ever. He was so sick.
Remember when we got to watch the first quarter of the Glenbard West game?
Yeah, I was so excited for, like, a week and a half.
I know, and we did, like, and we tried, whenever, so I was on the A team last year, we'd always try and sneak, no, during your games, we'd always thought it was so cool that we'd, like, sneak away for, like, literally 2 minutes just to watch the varsity guys play. We thought it was the shit.
Now I enjoy going to the varsity games, so, like, tonight's gonna be so fun.
No, tonight will be good because it's LT, but, like, some nights, I'm just like, fuck this. Like, we literally, for St. Charles Zone, we're out of there by halftime, we're like, fuck this, we don't want to stay.
Yeah,
we're like,
well, that's
if we were younger, we'd be like, oh my god, we get to watch the varsity guys play. Yeah, like, sure. We literally stayed for the entire DGS game when we were freshmen.
This is, it's off topic, but I have a actual question. Do you guys think LT and Hinsdale Central is, like, one of the top rivalries in the state?
I'm really biased, but, like,
I feel like it is. Like, I don't see anything like that ever.
Well, there's, like,
Catholic schools don't count, they're pussies.
No, there's, like, a bunch of, like, there's, like, the St. Charles East versus St. Charles, like, whatever. There's a different St. Charles.
But, like, LT and Hinsdale Central, not to be a dickhead, but, like, they're both always so good at everything.
No. Usually, yeah. LT's just better. They're, yeah. Like, not straight football. Up.
Hinsdale Central. This year. Oh, yeah. But for the first time in a decade.
Yeah, I'm talking about basketball. They always kick our ass in basketball.
Not this year.
I mean, this year, they're fucking good, too. They're number nine in the state.
They were until they lost to,
That's a fluke win. Like, I get, like, they
Who
lost.
Glenbard West,
like,
or York?
I would compare LT, that game was, like, Michigan season. Michigan is better than I've watched Big Ten basketball.
Are you trying to do a transition into college basketball? Because I'm not ready to talk about that yet.
Okay, I won't. But I'll just say this. Let me make
Fuck
this analogy.
Transition.
Michigan, I've watched, you know, the Round Ball podcast with, like, Hunter Dickinson and Bohannon, and it's a Barstool podcast.
Yeah, yeah. No,
so I was listening to it last night while I was
Wait,
studying.
Wait, you're Bohannon? The 11th year senior?
From yeah. Football? He was in
love,
the.
Love him.
And,
I'm kidding, actually. I hate him.
And Hunter Dickinson himself was like, last year, like, we weren't that good, but this year, like, we, like, are a lot better, but we're not, like, I don't explain, like, on the, if you look in, like, the standings or any of that, like, you guys should be a lot better. The Iowa loss, that was terrible. Mm-hmm. I lost money on that game, because you guys fucking
right,
let up a
we can transition
point.
Now.
And
speaking of disappointing Big Ten teams. Let me pull out my notes, I'm ready for this topic.
All right, so, should we do a quick word from Anchor first, or?
Fuck Anchor, next. Oh, can I not do that?
I don't think they
were. We're going
to get demonetized. All right.
Fuck them and their
All right.
Sp-
I guess I'm just going to transition us.
No, we're not going to word from Anchor yet. I'll tell you guys when it's time for word from Anchor.
It's a word from Anchor.
No, it's not. No.
Are we still talking about high school basketball?
What?
High school basketball, then it's a word from Anchor, then it's college.
Nope, we're going to do the word from Anchor at a random time. We'll do it before my Auntie Versovich player breakdown. Because
no.
People are going to be hyped for that.
Okay.
So it's not going to be at the game tonight because they're going to the Kenwood game.
Fuck Kenwood.
Dude, okay, that's actually it's fucking bullshit. So I guess we
no
aren't the best rivalry.
Solskjaer?
We don't. They don't care about us.
Kenwood's just the number
one. Solskjaer doesn't care about
if
us.
If LT was still ranked 9, they'd be
it's
there.
It's Kenwood versus the DJ Wagner. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no
yeah,
shit.
Fuck.
That's today.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
That's also not as hype as the Glenbard West game. Glenbard West tickets got sold out in literally 20 minutes.
It's because of Bronny.
Don't say shit. You would have totally won. You'd rather been at the game last year than this year.
DJ Wagner's like a future NBA like superstar though.
No, he's not.
They had Amari Bailey on the
what
team.
What the hell? What happened to Amari Bailey? How's
he's
he
at UCLA. No, I don't know what happened to him.
Exactly.
Didn't they have someone else?
Anyways, all right. get to college basketball. Do not right. word from Anchor me right
all
now.
All
right,
no word from Anchor, but we will start out. So I kind of started this with Michigan, but I don't think those are going to be the main topics because they're not on the bottom. But, like, so the bottom teams of the Big Ten right now are, like, Minnesota, in my opinion, Indiana.
Minnesota!
Well, yeah, obviously Minnesota's the worst, but, like, two teams I don't think should be down there are Indiana and Ohio State.
Yeah, I have a lot of
Indiana those. Beat Illinois, I'm pretty sure, last night, right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good win, too. I only saw,
I think Indiana's going to get on track.
Like, what do you think is, like, what do you think the problem with
Ohio State
and Illinois? Because those guys blow so many fucking, like, easy games.
I think Ohio State's Penn State. Problem is their coach. I think their coach is shit. What's his name? Chris Holtman. He's horrible. He's on a 5-game losing streak now. He was on a 5-game losing streak in 2018. And they lost to Oral Roberts when they were the 2 seed. Remember that?
Oh,
that's, like,
yeah.
One of the worst losses I've ever seen in my life. Like, he's just not a good coach, I don't think. And I was reading something that was, like, they should fire him, but they probably won't because whoever... It's like the athletic director's in charge. Like, he doesn't care about the basketball team at all. Also, they're not as talented as Indiana. Like, Indiana has Trace
Jackson Jr.
TJD.
Deliver King.
And they have Jalen Hood-Schifino, who's, like, one of my favorite players.
Is that the freshman on the team?
Yeah, he's so sick. He just had 33 against Northwestern, which they lost.
They also have Miller Kopp.
Fuck who? I don't know who that is. But I know they have...
a white shooter.
Yeah.
Of course, every good college team has to have a white shooter. They're just too talented to be bad, and they just beat Illinois, so that's a good one. I think they'll be fine. I think Ohio State's probably in a bit of trouble, though. I don't think they're going to be...
Everybody was saying that Indiana... Oh, sorry, what?
They've also been hampered by injuries all season. They had a pretty solid start.
I think Indiana's really good. I think they're fine.
I don't know, but, like, everybody thought that Indiana was going to be Final Four. Like, everybody was like...
I wouldn't be surprised if they still are. They're really good.
I don't think they're going to the Final Four.
Probably not, but it wouldn't shock me.
And then now with, like... Purdue 7-1 in conference. It's gonna be super hard to track them down for anybody. I know there's like
they don't have to though. It's the Big Ten. You're gonna have a lot of bids. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't really matter if you track down Purdue or not.
Well, if you want, okay. So we're just going to this. So, also I want to say one thing. This is about Northwestern, another team near the bottom. So I'm a Wisconsin fan. I don't think it was last night. I think it was like 2 nights ago. Wisconsin was supposed to play Northwestern, but fucking Northwestern still has COVID protocols.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
So the game got postponed. What a fucking bummy franchise. Yeah, I was too. I was gonna bet Wisconsin money line or spread. I didn't give a shit. But like, that's fucking horseshit. That like, you still have COVID protocols now. Of course, it's fucking Northwestern.
I think Wisconsin's just scared of Northwestern.
They're just scared of us.
Too high of a minority population in Northwestern. Yeah, that's what they say. I shouldn't have said that. It was a joke.
That's
a
debate.
And now a word from our sponsor, Jerry Jones.
All right. All right, now we're just going to do some for Big Ten regular season. I think that's pretty easy.
Biggest winners.
Purdue's going to.
Biggest winners.
What?
I want to do that now.
You want to do biggest winners in the Big Ten regular season?
Yes, I have three.
Okay, fine. We'll do that. So,
according to Sports Illustrated, I want you guys to guess. What do you guys think Rutgers was projected to finish in the Big Ten according to Sports Illustrated?
Not good, because they had...
Take a guess, damn it. Don't say not good.
10. Third to last.
Is that 9?
So it goes 14, 13, 12.
Oh, there's 14 teams?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. There's either 14 or 15. I think there's 12. And Joey definitely looked
okay,
it up.
Okay, good lord. It's 8th, okay?
Okay.
What do you think Purdue was projected to finish?
They were supposed to be really bad. That's what everybody was saying.
Second, Joey?
I'm going to say 6th.
It was 6th. They're in 1st. Rutgers is in 2nd, by the way.
Illustrated is a bunch of idiots. They're not the same.
No, but they put Purdue as their dark horse team to, like, win the whole March Madness, even though they had them finishing 6th.
I don't care. You shouldn't have. They had Zach Edey, who was considered the best big in basketball last year.
That's an impressive.
If you watch Hoop Fish in 68, you realize that last year Purdue's offense was super effective because they just gave it to Edey.
He's just big.
Mm-hmm. I think he's pretty good.
Anyways, they did have Purdue as... Which I think is an impressive pick. But Wisconsin, what do you think they were projected?
Oh, terrible. 10.
9.
Yeah.
I have them. It's
I thought they were going to be terrible. I know Chucky's going to come back, but I didn't think Tyler Wall would do what he did. Like, he's a fucking beast.
I mean.
Yeah.
And Steven Crowell's balling, too.
I think Rutgers
the boys are
the
looking
biggest
good.
One.
I think we're going to finish the year off 5th.
They did just lose to Michigan State, though. I think that's what they're in right now.
What about MSU? What do you
think
about
that?
I think MSU. No, I think MSU's good. Like,
I mean. I don't know.
Screwed me over last night when they killed Rutgers by 13.
Yeah, that was impressive. They had a good win over... God, it was Penn State. But it was
and
Penn
they
State
also beat Purdue.
Well.
They're the only team to beat Purdue.
They lost.
Purdue hit a buzzer beater. They're like, one second left. It was Zach Edey on a fucking layup. And I went to sleep.
No, the first time. You played them twice. I think you split with them.
No.
Wait,
they
check.
They've lost only one game, and it was to Rutgers.
They lost to Rutgers?
Because
they have
one loss, and I know for a fact they lost to Rutgers.
Maybe I'm mixing up with a game last year, because I remember I was at the barber shop and I was watching.
Michigan State went from, like, this is what I don't love about conference standing college basketball. Like, Michigan State is second now. So, like, now it's like they went from, like, sixth to second in one night.
But I still, how many are tied for second?
It's still pretty early on.
No,
in the season.
It's just them and Rutgers have the same conference record, but Rutgers they just
good.
Beat Rutgers.
I haven't watched that much Rutgers basketball, to be honest.
I've
are they like
them when they've played other teams that I am interested in
watching? I've also been really bad at watching Wisconsin basketball, but I've watched a good amount of MSU basketball. I've watched a decent. Obviously, you watch a lot of Purdue just because they're always like a, they're always on. I feel like, and then who else have I watched? I watched the Minnesota-Ohio State game, which was fucking crazy. I've been watching some Michigan, and my dad's an Iowa fan, so I just have to watch a bunch of Iowa, which kind of sucks.
I guess for Michigan State, I'm...
Joey, who do you think the season's biggest winners are? No, we need Joey to talk.
I want to talk about Michigan State!
You fucking hog the mic. Let Joey speak.
Because I'm more interested. He doesn't even know what to say. So, as for Michigan State.
Let him speak.
So far this year.
Stop trying to
like
silence the Jew.
Better.
Let him speak.
Whoa, I feel like they could be better.
You say some racist stuff.
I have
and
one thing to say.
All right, you have one thing all
like,
the time.
I feel like one thing I'm really happy about this year is Tyson Walker's progression. I think he's been really, really good. He's been more of a distributor than he has than he was last year. He didn't pass last year. Now he passes sometimes.
But he also scores.
He's shooting better. He's shooting...
I really don't care. We already know. If you're a natural college basketball fan, you know Tyson Walker's doing good. Like, I knew that.
Yeah. I like AJ Hogard a lot this year. I thought he'd honestly kind of fall off, but he's been good. All right, Joey, whatever nonsense you want to say about Michigan
Honestly, I think the Big Ten's just horrible this year. There's a bunch of mid teams.
That's actually a part of the thing.
Every Power 5 conference has a bunch of mid teams.
Well, I think specifically this year, just a bunch of like 500 level teams and a few teams that just like don't really have talent, lack the talent, and the teams that do have talent aren't really utilizing it to their best, except for I'd say Purdue. I think Michigan State has a lot of talent. Michigan has a lot of talent. I think Ohio State does as well. Illinois does too.
I think there's
Illinois has the most talent in my opinion.
I think there's six good teams in the Big Ten. I think Purdue's good, Michigan State's good.
Yeah, but okay.
Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, and Illinois.
This is transitioning to like where it's talking about. Is the Big Ten overrated? It is the past 5 years. I'm gonna disclude the COVID year.
I think they're overhated. Well, okay, that's a bad.
That's
year
the
to
best. No. I'm saying that's.
Michigan State was so
they
good
were so good. Every team was insane. Wisconsin won that year. Michigan State had like
Michigan State was gonna win it all.
Cassius Winston. Well, you guys didn't even
Cash
win the Big
money.
Ten. You didn't even win the Big Ten.
Cassius
Big
Winston is better than any player that's ever. Matters.
So, Michigan would have won that.
Yeah, the tournament didn't even happen. You can't say
that. Yeah, but we won regular season.
Cassius Winston is better than any player that's ever run Wisconsin.
Frank Kaminsky.
Frank the bum.
Oh, well, whatever.
Frank the wanker.
I don't... Dude. All right, I think it is really overrated. I'm not even saying...
My parents watched
this. Dude, my parents watched... I think it's... In the Power 5, we're ranking the Power 5. Are we counting Big East in Power 5?
No. What the hell?
I think Big East is better.
It's a big six in basketball.
Consistently year in and year out? No. The Big Ten always has... Now, I'm not saying...
The past couple years, they do
they
really good in the regular season.
Perform, sure,
yeah,
but...
they don't do good in the NCAA tournament. Iowa won last year. They lose in the first round to fucking Richmond, A-10
Richmond
team.
Richmond Spiders were killers. We love the Richmond Spiders. I don't know why we're...
I love them, but A-10. Like you got if you want to be called a fucking good conference, you got to beat an A-10 team.
A-10 represent.
I know. A-10's what's up.
That's what started this podcast, probably, and I think.
It was the first big thing. Fuck
we
me.
We watched that at Wendy's.
Yeah. Big East, I think, is better.
Nope.
Yeah, I really do. I watch their basketball. I think they have such better athletes, and they run good sets. Right. Like, St. John's is
incredible.
Okay, maybe
like right at this very exact moment.
No, St. John's year in and out runs St. John's.
No,
I'm comparing a mid-team in our conference to a mid-team in their conference. St. John's is mid as shit. They're not even that good in their conference.
Ohio State's a mid-team in the Big Ten. They're better than St. John's.
No, they're not. Ohio State is trash. They have a horrible coach.
Right now, that was my take.
Last year, they do it every...
What's their coach's name?
What? Holtz or something. I don't know. I don't care. That little white dude with the buzz cut, like with that little
I think
and right, his horrible suits. I know what his suits look like. They're ugly as crap. They don't have any style. And they all they do is they just use athletes, but they don't coach them up. And St. John's does. I love St. John's.
Okay, we get it. You love St. John's. I don't know why you're on one about St. John's, but the Big 12 is better. The SEC is better. The ACC is better. The Pac-12 isn't, in my opinion. That's it. I think that's what I would say.
Oh, I haven't really talked about Duke at all, but, like, is Duke any good this year?
No, they're horrible.
Yeah, I feel like they were supposed to be so good.
They're, like, on the first four out list.
Just wait till we get Jeremy Cain. He's so pretty.
Wait till we. You're a Michigan fan.
What the fuck? Hold on. Did you just say we?
Oh, yeah. Joey,
what just happened?
Joey from Time to Climb. Only when they have good years, Joey claims that they are, like, he's a Duke fan.
I'm not with her.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
Joey, renounce your Michigan fandom on camera now.
And I always get pressed when he does it, because I'm like, dude, you can't fucking take Duke.
Bro, we're going to be so good next year.
Did he also call Jared McCain beautiful? What did you
call
him?
Cute. Oh,
that's okay. I followed him on Instagram. So.
Whopper, all right, whopper, now we're going to talk about... Whopper. Oh, do you guys think... Okay. So, this
did
is kind of like...
you walk by?
Yeah. So, a lot of people, like, talk about, like, home and away games for, like... Maybe for high school, it's a big deal, I guess. Actually, I think
it is. Wait, can I ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
I have a super passionate answer about this. If you had to hit a game-winning buzzer beater, would you rather hit it home or away in high school basketball?
I feel like you're going to say away, but I would say...
varsity.
Wait.
Varsity. LT game tonight.
Oh, home. Game. Home.
Okay, no, fine. Maybe... Okay.
Yeah.
Home. If there's fans there, if there's fans there, it's home. Because if all your boys are watching
that's
you...
That's what I'm saying.
And you hit a three-game winner, I'd be away. On the... fucking perk. Like, I'd be going crazy.
I thought one of you would stay away, because, like, everyone... I used to even say away, because you'd be like, you want to be the hero or be the villain? I mean, it can be kind of cold to hit a buzzer beater against, like, Chase Tucker. But if you watch, like, a clip of... This is a totally random thing, but if you watch, like, a clip of the buzzer beater... Oh, yeah, I was talking about home crowds. But buzzer beater, like, if you hit it in front of home green, when everyone just, like, puts their hands up and starts yelling, it's the coolest, like, thing ever.
Everybody said home, Alex. I know.
I just wanted to...
I'm convincing the viewer.
That debate was, like, not even a fucking
I thought
debate.
Someone would for sure say away. No, most people say away.
Yeah, because
they think they're cool.
The crowd.
They think they're Trae Young. That's why.
No, so, like, you're none not. Of you, none of us are.
No,
we're all a bunch of unathletic white guys in this car.
So is Trae Young.
But, like,
balding.
The only way that it'd Fuck be better if it was away is if it was, like, no, but an upset would be good at home.
Like
so
being Glenn
West.
If there were cameras there, that would be sick. Like if Slow Shay was there and you hit a game winner, that's
care.
Fucking sick.
Yeah, but Slow Shay's at your home and they see it. Yeah, it's better at home.
No, just the crowd.
Right, now Big Ten. Big Ten. How big?
You can hit the silencer. Shush the crowd.
Yeah, but you're not that tough because that shit's happened so many times. And it's like, oh, you hit the silencer.
Like, you're not trained.
That's a default
tough,
emoji.
Hey, you guys want to make a bet right now?
You hit it, then
the Tories sit your ass on the bench because you showboated.
I will bet you my college fund and all of my fliff cash that if we ask Roz that question, he'll say it away.
All right. She got it.
No. I'll bet you like $5.
It's a mock. $5? I'll do $1.
$1 on Roz to say away. So you think Roz will stay home?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Actually, yeah, he hates our school.
Exactly. Dumbass.
What was it? All right, so for Big Ten, do you guys think that, like, home, like, being at home is, like, that big of a difference? Like, home advantage? I think
especially
at some places.
Especially on a weeknight.
Who has the biggest?
I think weeknight.
Only on weekends.
No. Listen. On a weeknight, no away fans are going to be there. Like, if I'm a kid at a college, I'm just thinking about my Nelk mindset, and I go to, let's say, Michigan, and I'm going to go to the game if it's on a Tuesday night. I'm not going to travel to another school, like, as a student of a different school, to go to Michigan for a game on a Tuesday night.
I guess, but what...
I think it's underrated.
Yeah, but there's not, like, 100% attendance. You have to remember that.
That's true. But it's 100%
for... most schools, if it's a random Tuesday or Wednesday night, that's not showing up.
Yeah, but it's 100% of their fans.
Oh, my God. Can we take a break from Anchor? I need to shit.
I know,
so do I.
Okay, no, we'll push through. Joey has to... I guess we'll go do finish this out, Joey.
We'll just take turns shitting.
All right.
Where's he going to do this?
I don't know. I think he's going in the Wingstop.
We left like an hour ago. They're going to be so confused.
No, we were eating there 30 minutes ago. That's not even that bad. What was I going to say? For Big Ten home advantage, like, who do you think has the best? I think it's either...
Penn State's pretty underrated. They just have a ridiculous...
I was going to say... So I was going to say MSU or...
Yeah, it's definitely up there.
MSU, Indiana, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say Indiana.
Indiana's like...
ridiculous.
Their gym's so weird.
What do you mean?
I think, like, the way it's built, it's just built weird.
Built death. Yeah, I think Indiana's pretty... I think Michigan State's good, but I didn't want to say it because I'm not biased like Joey.
I also think that... I've been at a Wisconsin game. I think Wisconsin's because... But I've never been at one of the other two.
Dude, Joey's the most hateable podcast host ever. He's a Duke and Michigan fan.
I mean, yeah, should we just shit on him while he's not in the car?
Lock the car so he can't get back in.
Oh, yeah. All right. And, all right, we'll go on. Oh, we were about to do the Colgate question.
Just skip it and come back to it.
Yeah, you're right. That's how we'll finish off. Do you got any mid-majors you're looking
out for? Yes, I have two.
And we will do that after a quick word from Anchor. All right, we're back from a quick word from Anchor. What is that face? All right, Alex is about to do some analysis. He showed me his notes page. It was like 5 paragraphs for like this analysis. So I'm just gonna let him. He already talks a lot, but you're about to get a full mouthful. All
right, I have two teams. They're both ranked inside the top 25.
Are you talking about FAU or whatever the fuck?
Yes, but briefly, I want to talk more about Charleston. He's actually ranked higher than FAU. FAU and Charleston are both teams that I like because they shoot the ball a lot. Let me pull up my notes here. Charleston is 19-1.
Wait, before you get your wording, can I just say like a little piece?
No.
It's just a really general thing I think about mid-majors.
Precision today.
Okay. That's a van just rolled by.
It rolled.
For the viewer that can't see anything and can only hear us.
Context isn't necessary.
So mid-majors I feel like are going to get a lot better. Like obviously like now there's like mid-majors placing higher in the A-10. Like, beat Iowa last year, and there's a bunch of, like, these, like, more Cinderella stories I think are happening, even though, like, they always have been, but, like, regular season, like...
Where are you going with this?
Well, so, like, you watch Last Chance U, right? And you see, like, all these...
Last Chance U.
And I saw this dude on TikTok talking about it for football, how, like, because, like, of the transfers and NIL deals, like, less That's guys from true. Community college are going to, like, high-major D1s and are instead going to mid-majors. So... What I'm thinking is, the same thing's going to happen in basketball. They're going to get a bunch of mid-majors. Oh, Joey's getting locked out. I'll let him in. A bunch of, like, mid-major colleges are, like, going to be super good because they're getting all the talent from JUCO. Where, like, before they're, like, these guys that were, like, had horrible grades but were insane, like, Shamar, those guys.
Brian Penn Johnson. No, Shamar's the next LeBron, according to nobody.
Yeah,
ever.
I didn't understand that during the show. He's a guard.
He's literally not good.
You don't think he's good?
No. He doesn't play this year. I think he got kicked out of school.
He doesn't play. Or neither does DC.
DC does. Like, he, like, doesn't play, but, like, he plays a little bit. They're just not that good. Like, Last Chance U makes you think the people in that show are, like, actually really good at basketball. They're not.
The first team, I think, is actually really good.
No, some people are. KJ was fucking actually good.
KJ was good. Joe Hampton averaged 10 a game at Long Beach State.
I know. But KJ averaged, like, 8 at a Texas Tech.
No, he averages 2.
Oh, I thought he was better.
And then Deshaun's average, I think. I don't think he's that good.
Highlight.
And then, no, LJ Ziegler, you know that dude?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
He averages like 8 or 9. Oh, Joey's back, by the way, if I already didn't say that. Yeah, and then him and another dude, you know the really skinny guy?
All right, fuck Last Year.
Polly Nice, whatever. He also went to, they were both at Chicago State together. I know all about him. Because Ziegler was my favorite player in that show because I didn't want to be, I wanted to be different.
Mine was Mark.
Mark.
We're rocking with Mark because he's rocking with us.
All right, yeah, but I'm just saying that, like, because of, like, community college and, like, transfer, which I think we'll talk about this next episode because I already planned it, but I think that, like, all this transferring shit's going to change everything, and these, like, mid-majors are going to...
COVID changed everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's where it started, probably. Chose the transfers, but I don't think that's what, like, the big
COVID
thing.
Changed everything.
Shut up.
I've never seen that TikTok.
No, I haven't.
It's, like, two guys talking about something totally random, and the third guy walks in. And it's like, yeah, I just feel like this year is going to be different. He goes, yeah, COVID changed everything. And then she keeps saying it. It's really funny. And I find it funny that you actually responded as if that was a real statement.
Well, that's when the transfer portal started, I feel
like. Yeah, you know, COVID did change everything.
All right, fuck you.
I made Dylan look stupid again.
Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity.
All right, let's talk about FAU. Rawr. FAU. What the hell were you talking about? Was it, like, important? Were you
no, just shut the fuck up. I mean,
go. Me or you, or Button, huh?
Huh?
Woody, woody, woody. So, FAU, what I like about both these teams is that they shoot the ball a lot. And FAU plays really good defense.
All the teams shoot the ball, actually.
Right, but they shoot the ball from 3.
A lot of teams do that, too.
But more than most teams.
Not more than Colgate. Not more than North Dakota State.
More than Colgate. Not more than North Dakota State.
Oh!
They both shoot more than Colgate.
We got
so,
players.
I think FAU is probably a better team than Charleston. I give them more of a chance to make a run. Only problem is they don't really have a true star. Nobody on their team averages more than 13 points. And nobody on their team averages more than 3 assists. And nobody on their team has, like, a super high usage rate. They don't really have a true star. They're just a balanced team. They shoot the ball well.
Have you watched a single game?
Nope. I'm okay, an advanced stats guy. You don't know anything. Guy. I'm an advanced stats
He's
guy.
He's just doing this straight off the book.
Yep. I watched film on my next team, though. But, so, yeah, I think that they're pretty good. Anyway, here's the team I actually want to talk about. I want to talk about Charleston. They're 19-1. They lost to UNC very early in the year. And so they've won their last 18 games. It was like their second game they lost. Charleston, they shoot the ball like at a decent clip, but they shoot it like a lot. Like they shoot like the 50th best percentage from three in the country. No, it's higher than that. It's like 30 something. I don't remember exactly what it was. But they shoot, they like make like the fifth most in the country because they just shoot it so much. So here's their standout player. I'm a really big fan. I think he's going to be a legend of the podcast. Have we ever had a player? Yeah, he's going to be like the next Patrick Ewing, but we like him.
No, we've had some pretty legendary players on this podcast, like Jelly Walker or something.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Or the Revenge Game. I mean, there were also guys before. Like
Ben Oosterman.
Before the start of the Alex Neal era.
Which is everyone's favorite.
I don't know.
All right, anyways.
Wasn't as pure as Pryor.
I don't know. I feel like I'm part of the best episode ever, which was the March Madness one, the Colgate Colt one. I think that's the best episode you've ever made.
Really? Well, you haven't listened to any of the episodes.
I listened to almost all of them.
The fuck?
Since the first five before I ever.
Damn, he's a fan. He's a fan.
I'm a fanboy.
You want my autograph? I actually started the pod. You want my autograph?
Who's your favorite character on the show?
Yeah. Joey the expert.
Oh, fuck
Joey
you.
The expert Ackerman.
What about Matt Peterson?
I don't know. I listened to, like, the first five before I came on, and I've listened to, like, almost everyone since. But,
I just want to pick something out. So, he says he listened to almost all of them, but he only listens to himself speak.
No,
he only listens to himself.
I started listening to, like, the first five. When you told me about it, I started listening to all the new ones. And then after I came on, so, like, the first five before my first episode, and then after I came on, I listened to all of them.
I can guarantee you Joey hasn't listened to a single episode.
Yeah.
Okay, called it. That's normal. I don't want. I only listen to it some. Like, I listen to it, like, in the summertime after when I remember.
If I'm in an episode, I listen to it, like, 2 months after, so I forget what happened. Like, so
that's
what
I do.
Interesting.
That's okay. That's not weird. Okay. Okay, like, continue with your analysis.
I'm not in most episodes. Anyways, so.
You are in most
Charleston. They have a player by the name of Antti Bersovic. He is a 6'10", 230-pound power forward. He's a very high usage player. He has a 31% usage rate, which is kind of ridiculously high for a player of his size. He's not like a true back to the basket big, although he is pretty good at it. He can stretch the floor. I believe he's shooting 38% from three right now. He's unathletic. What I found interesting when I was watching his film, he's clearly unathletic, but he puts the ball on the floor really well. He actually has pretty solid ability to dribble. And he can drive to the hoop, even though he's really slow and unathletic. He drives well. And another thing about him is he's a very good rebounder. And when he gets a one-on-one matchup that he likes on the low block, he will score almost every time he touches the ball. He doesn't turn it over. I don't know if I said that. He's good. He's pretty solid on the pick and roll. Probably, I'd say he's above average. It's not one of his strengths. The only cons I have for him is that he's bad in transition. Like, he's a negative when they're trying to run the floor. Mm-hmm. And so I think
that's a big weight.
Yeah,
he's
6'10. He's 6'10 and he's kind of chubby.
It's like Katai.
No, he's not like Katai. He's a lot chubby. Better. He's a lot better. He can, like, actually, like,
wait,
dribble
really?
Past
he's better than Katai?
Yes, he's better than Katai.
No way.
He's really interesting. I think you'll enjoy watching some of his game, Dylan. But,
I mean,
he's really good at getting, like, when he has a guy on him, not even necessarily a smaller player, just a player that he likes the matchup, he's really good at getting...
Shit. All right, we're driving right now. I shouldn't have done that.
When he sees a matchup he likes, he's really good at getting, like, sealing them and getting the ball in the post. And he's not their leading scorer, if I recall, but their offense runs through him. Like, he's the beginning and end of this team. So, like I was saying, the cons is that he is bad in transition. Like, he cannot really get up and down the floor at all. Mm-hmm. And
that's
I think that could be
very important.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait, I don't like this dude.
In the tournament.
He's going to suck.
They play a slow game.
So they
score
Wisconsin?
A lot. No, they're not like a Big Ten team. It's kind of hard to explain. they don't really play good defense. Like,
if okay, you look, so like, let me just
if you look at the box score, you'd think they're a team that just like likes to go and go and go, but they're not. Like, they take a so time.
Let
to
me just make offense. Sure you think that a team that sucks at defense and can't run in the transition and can't like run off a quick 6-8 points is
they
gonna
can't.
Be good.
He just can't.
They like, can, but he can't. Okay.
Yeah.
Is he good at defense?
Yes, he's their best defender as well. Like, I think he could actually hang with, like, a Zach Edey or Oscar Sheba. Not, I think he'd hold them to less than 20. Like, they could win a game against one of those higher, although Kentucky's not actually that good.
Yeah, do they have any, do they have any good wins, like, against, like, actual?
Let me pull up their schedule. And then the other confirm is he doesn't really have a mid-range jump shot that I've seen. So he's not really a three-level scorer.
So he's just.
But he can shoot the three.
He's a. Can he, is he just like a, also have really good post moves? Or?
Yes, very good post skills.
Although how much of his game have you watched?
I watched about 20 minutes of tape on him yesterday.
Stop saying tape. You just watched him play. Like, it's not like
no. I watched highlights and then I watched like an actual.
Oh, you're watching
game.
Highlights?
No, I watched his highlights and then I watched like the first half of one of their games.
Julian Newman is an incredible 3-point shooter on his highlights, but he sucks.
Geo wise,
no, I watched.
Geo wise is crazy.
Yeah, on his highlights.
Okay, so
he's going to Duke.
What was I supposed to be checking? Oh yeah, their schedule. So let's see if they have a good win in here. Mm-hmm. Oh, the no. On February 2nd, they play podcast legends. The Drexel Dragons.
They're not really podcast.
They are to me.
I wouldn't even put them in the actually, what is the Mount Rushmore of our
Colgate? We'll do it in a second.
Colgate's the GOAT.
They beat Coastal Carolina. Ooh, big win. Big win. Cool. They beat Virginia Tech. And
Hartford. I love Hartford.
They beat Virginia Tech, Colorado State, and Chattanooga as well. They don't really have any.
Oh, Chattanooga's another team that is probably last year.
Dude, I have never
been. Dude, I was riding that team so
never
hard.
I have put more research into a college basketball game, and I've never been more disappointed in a team
losing
that I wasn't
super
actively
close.
A fan of.
Yeah.
They were only trailing for 30 seconds. I was so dejected.
Oh my god, we're going to make so much money during March Madness this year.
Oh my gosh, dude. I lost money.
Oh my god, we're going to lose so much we're going to lose it, not win it.
All right, let's talk about Colgate. I have some notes on them as well.
All right,
Joey, lead us in to Colgate.
Yeah, Joey, do you want to Joey, do you want to go first or last?
He has to go first. I've been talking for too long. I need a break.
Well, coming into the year, we lost Cummings, great guard.
And you didn't start the year off good.
Yeah, the year wasn't start off great, but Colgate always comes through. We have a great team led by Braden Smith, a point guard. He's so cold. He can create a shot for himself.
I think
he's really great at dishing off to our three-point shooters on the team, specifically Tucker Richardson. It's his last year.
Tucker's
his
so
COVID
cute.
Year.
We love Tucker.
He's been a vet. He's just a solid three-point shooter, and he's going to be great once the tournament comes. He can get hot at any moment. Got the big man Keegan Records inside. I think that if there's any year, then this is the year to make a run, especially in Colgate legend Tucker Richardson's last year at the program.
Yes. Hang his jersey in the rafters after they win the
Natty. So, personally, I have, like, an inch. I'm not saying they're bad or anything, but so looking at, like, teams kind of like Colgate, where, like, I think they make the tournament consistently because they're usually the best team in their conference by far. That's, like, the Loyola Ramblers.
Yeah.
And Loyola changed their conference, right? I don't remember. I think they may be in the Big East now. Can somebody look up what conference they're in?
I just still in the Missouri Valley.
No, they're not. Because I know.
No, they're not.
They are not in the Missouri Valley because they are now 0-6 in their new conference.
What?
Yeah, they are terrible. Now, obviously, they had like some. They lost some of their seniors and stuff.
They're in the A-10.
They're in the A-10.
No.
Yeah, so they moved up.
Fuck them.
Well, I mean,
the A-10. Who the fuck do they?
I think that like Colgate's really good, right? But they're
0-2
in past tournaments, and like they haven't won the tournament, a game in the tournament yet. And I don't.
Johnny Davis got bailed out by the refs last year.
Yeah, it wasn't a close game. All the way I think through. It was more. I think we actually won by a lot. You guys just. It was more like at the start of the game.
All right, let me do my in-depth.
No, I want to keep
box score analysis.
You talk. Hold your tongue. Let me.
I literally let Joey talk. And I did.
You let Joey talk for 45 seconds. You're like, all right, my turn again.
I'm ready now.
No, I got something to say. I think that Colgate, they got to change conferences if they even want a chance, because you got to play against better teams. If the best team you're playing against are Army and Navy, it's that just not
going
to do it.
I think it's better to have the guaranteed shot at the tournament every year.
Yeah, but they're never going to get a good seed. They're always going to have to play against a really good team.
Well, no one's expecting them to win the damn thing. But
no,
like,
but I'm saying like
they'll
to win
a game eventually if they just keep getting in and in and in.
Yeah, but they're going against a 3 or 2 seed every year.
What was Wisconsin last year, 3?
Yeah. They're the
4 I think,
teams.
I don't think they'll be
That's
seeded lower.
Bullshit.
That's bullshit.
The committee doesn't know.
committee?
Yeah, because you play jack shit. You don't play anybody.
Can we be on the committee as media members?
Do you want? Allowed? Should we do our own bracketology?
Fuck no, that's so much.
I know it's way too hard. I'm never.
We'll leave it to Joe Lenardi.
Yeah, I don't
like
know that. How that.
I like that website. It's impressive. So, for Colgate, they're shooting the ball just as well as they normally do. They're shooting the fifth best percentage from three in the
also,
nation.
Also, I like Bellarmine. I wanted to say that. Oh, I think Bellarmine's awesome. They're not going to win it. I don't think they're
win. Of course, now they're not going to win
it. No, I've been watching their basketball. They play every team close. Their team's not necessarily as good. They have, like, a couple good stars. I don't know their names, but I've just watched a couple of their games. Their conference play looks good, so I don't think they're going to win. Their games are close.
Oh.
They don't have, like, this. They're the guys that, like, the guys that basically won them the NCAA 2 championship and got them to the tournament last year are all gone.
It's yeah, like, they're 9-11.
They'll be really good 2 to 3 years from now. They're what?
They're 9-11 and they're 7th in conference.
Yeah. I think, though, that, like, in a couple years, they'll make it back. Because I like the philosophy of, like, if you watch Hoop Vision 68, the best
I've video, seen his damn video.
I know. But he also made a new one on a new type of offense, which I like.
Oh, really? Who?
I don't know what it's called. It's not.
Let me finish talking about Colgate.
It's a new test.
Anyways, no one on Bellarmine has a higher usage rate than Ante Brasovic, which isn't surprising because they only pass the ball. But anyways, Colgate's shooting the fifth best percentage from three in the country, which is not at all unusual for them. But they're only shooting the 62nd most threes. I think they need to start shooting more. Yeah. I think that'll be their key to winning March Madness, is just shoot more damn threes.
Well, I think their identity's changed a little bit with another year of experience for Keegan Records, big man inside. And also, Brayden Smith can also create a shot driving
in
the mid-range as well.
I know people don't like this philosophy, but I think they should go with a 2018-19 Rockets philosophy where you're either shooting a three or a layup on every possession. I think it's actually very successful. Unless you go 0-27 from three, which Colgate would never do. Because they're too good.
Never. But also, you're forgetting that they had James Harden.
Right, yeah. But it doesn't have to be like, it doesn't have to be James Harden type threes. Like, it doesn't have to be like an isolation.
Yeah, but like, if you're taking all those threes, then it's easier to guard if you're just.
I think mid-range jump shots are just not good looks.
Well,
I just
fuck think you.
That's... I know you like to shoot mid-range jump shots, Dylan, but that's why. I don't know. But look, there's Canes.
Long shots means long rebounds means transition too.
That's true. I think it works. I think it works for certain teams though.
Wait,
I mean,
your house. I don't know.
I think it works pretty well for most teams that can commit to it. I remember Alabama. It was not last year, but the year before when they were pretty good. They literally only shot threes and layups, and I thought it was pretty interesting. But like, it's not like James Harden. You think of James Harden, but it doesn't have to be like isolation threes and like. Like, blow by a guy for a layup. Like, it could be, like, a post-block layup type of shot. Or just, like, a short shot.
Well, if you're talking about those Rockets, they hated post-ups.
Right. It doesn't have to be, like,
post-ups are the worst shot in basketball.
I'm just saying Colgate shouldn't shoot mid-range shots. That's why I like Ante Brasovic. He only takes his close, high-percentage shots and his threes.
Well, are they post-ups or just layups?
They're not layups. Layups was a bad term. I mean, like, really close-range, high-percentage shots. Like, within 5 feet of the hoop.
Well, post-ups are the most inefficient shot in basketball.
Not for Ante Brasovic.
Not for Keegan Records.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know either of them are.
Well, I've learned about Monty because you.
Auntie, god damn it,
Auntie.
Yeah, Auntie. I don't really know. What
Keegan Records is a gritty white guy with a beard.
Oh, that sounds a lot like you Steven Crowell, except minus the beard.
He was the All Patriot third team last year.
He was only on the third.
Oh, actually, I do know who you're talking about now that I think about
he's
it.
A dog. He's averaging 12.5 points a game.
I mean, he's okay. Zach Eady would shit on him.
66% for the field.
But how many attempts?
He's averaging 12.5 a game.
Attempts?
No, 12.5 points.
How many attempts?
I don't know, but he's shooting 66%.
But look at his attempts. Because 66% on, like, a couple attempts and then the rest are free throws isn't that impressive.
7.5.
7.5, that's pretty good.
5.1, 7.7. 7.5 attempts.
How many of them are threes?
He barely shoots.
Okay. Wow, that's not very. It's not very Colgate of you.
He still shoots 30%.
Yeah, that's why they can't only.
Well, 30% is not that. I mean,
it's not great, but like.
It'd be good in baseball.
I need to get back to my original point about Colgate. They need to shoot more damn threes because they shoot the fifth best percentage in the country and shoot the 62nd most threes. Now, obviously, if you take more threes, the percentage will drop.
Yeah.
Right, the percentage will drop. But if they're shooting, the 10th best percentage in the country. And they shoot more threes, like, get it up to, like, 35 or 40 or 50th, that would be more successful. That's a bit more efficient than shooting the 62nd most shots on the fifth best percentage. They just need to shoot more threes.
I mean, I think they should just keep doing what they're doing because they're 7-0 in conference.
Yeah, but like you said, their conference is, like, bad. Like, it doesn't matter if they're 7-0 in conference. I don't think, because, like, they're not going to be more talented than the team they play in March Madness.
Right
they,
now?
They never
just
will.
Just for reference, they're predicted to play Virginia.
Oh.
Which would be a tough
that's a,
matchup.
That's a bad
actually,
matchup.
Actually, no, that, no, that'd be a good matchup for Colgate because Virginia runs a 2-3.
Yeah.
So they shoot a bunch of fucking threes.
Exactly.
So right, so they're going to start shooting more to practice.
Well, I Virginia's mean, defense not, is I gar- okay, I don't think they're going to play Virginia, though, because that's what they're predicted today.
Yeah.
Right, Colgate will be the one seed by then.
Yeah.
What if they don't make the tournament, dude?
Dude. Yeah, what, Joey, what happens?
We'll have to retire. I mean, Colgate funds my food and house.
Yeah. Do we have any mid-major schools other than the ones that you, so we have Bellarmine, Charleston, FAU.
Is Bellarmine really a team?
I love Bellarmine.
I know, but they're not going to make a run.
They literally define what Coach Latorre wants us to be.
White.
I don't think that's what.
That and we don't dribble the ball once. Unless you're Ben Oosterbaan. Ben Oosterbaan.
Ben Oosterbaan's legend.
Ben Oosterbaan.
I'm actually so excited for this game tonight, dude. I lowkey forgot we had a game. Like, we had a game. I'm also. Oh, also, viewers.
If we lose, though,
Alex is winning. Alex is winning a Jeep at halftime today.
Yeah, there's a half court contest. Do you want to bring up any other. Do you have any other takes on, like, college basketball? Maybe NBA? Because
yeah, we didn't talk about the NBA at all.
I mean, we don't really know that much about. I don't feel like.
I have gambling advice. Or, no. I have not gambling advice with Alex. That's what we'll call this segment. It'll be reoccurring. I just right. decided.
I have one.
Dude, this is too
never cool. bet the Killian Hayes over. He's
oh my god, I did it too because he was in France.
Oh no, yeah, we have a
I bet on the.
He's ass.
You're such a shitbag.
Two for 30.
Have you guys seen the
fuck Killian
Hayes? Have you guys seen the TikTok where it's like there's this one dude that just hates on him on his TikTok the entire
time. I hate Killian Hayes.
Every
you put 50 cents.
Yeah,
I put 50 cents on his over.
I bet the Killian Hayes under almost as much. Oh, guarantee. Actually, not a guarantee because it's not gambling advice. But Adam. Well, actually, it may not be anymore. But what's his name? Steven Adams over on
remember
rebounds.
The Desmond Bane thing? That was the best bet I've ever made.
Oh my god, the
that
under
was
20
so
and
good.
A half. I gave
so
that to
good.
PG and it hit. But he thinks he was always me. So
I don't care. It's fine. As long as he got my pick. Anyways, the teams that make me the most money I find this year are like not the best teams or the worst teams in the NBA. Like. I have the most
so
success
average.
Betting on the Pacers this year, or like player prop for the Pacers, the Knicks, and the Cavaliers are really a very good team. But like those three teams, so like mid teams in the Eastern Conference are the teams that win me the most. Oh, and the Kings, they're in the Western Conference.
I just want to bring up one of my
all these like mid teams win me so much.
I want to pick up one of my best highlights of you know my mock sports gambling because it's not real sports gambling.
Not gambling advice.
Yeah, it was this parlay I had on a Cavs Bulls game. And the spread was, like, -5. And I took Donovan Mitchell over. I took LaVine under something. I hit the, and I took a DeMar DeRozan three-pointer. And, like, all these.
That.
All
that was the.
All these. Let me finish the story. All of these picks were, like, really against the odds. And it made me $5 off 20 cents. And that was the game that. And it looked like the spread
that
was not going to hit.
Right?
Yeah. That was the game that Donovan Mitchell won for 71
points. I made like $13 from that bet.
It was awesome. That was the best. I've never. Donovan Mitchell
was
my favorite
player.
Yeah,
I was like, I remember winning a bunch of money from the Donovan Mitchell game.
Mm-hmm. And I think that I have hit of the week. This is not gambling advice.
Yeah.
Not gambling advice.
But keep saying it.
The Celtics Warriors game last night at halftime.
Oh, yeah.
It was nationally televised, and the games are scripted. So I decided to put 90 cents. Why not? Just why not? It's only 90 cents. Throw it on if the game will go to overtime. I said yes.
What was the score at halftime?
It was 56-55. The Warriors were up or something like that. And
oh, that's why you only made 10 bucks. It was at halftime. So. I have 70 cents on... Oh, wait. That's not relevant. That's bet football. Let's see. Have I hit anything ever? Oh! Oh, yeah, Darius Garland, I took his over and assist points at the Cavaliers with the spread against the Trailblazers, and that made me, like, $8 the other day as well. That's not gambling advice. I think Darius Garland, Tyrese Haliburton, and Jalen Brunson have made me the most money this year.
Steven Adams, probably for me. He's right now 14-1 on his...
So I do not
Yeah, and it's
recommend
not gambling advice. This
any
is
of
all,
this...
This is all fantasy gambling. We don't actually gamble.
I do. Not give gambling advice on podcasts, but I think that betting on Eastern Conference point guards would be potentially a successful thing to do.
Oh, you love
Tyrese. If I was giving gambling advice,
what I hate though is the Tyrese Haliburton over under on points, because I always think he's gonna hit the over and it never does.
You just gotta pick your spots.
Also, when Lonzo comes back,
you're the one that gives me these tips.
When Lonzo Ball comes back, always bet the under. This is not gambling advice. Always bet the under, whoever the point guard he's guarding.
All right.
Lonzo will definitely circle into my rotation. Who do you guys think is going to win the NBA championship? I haven't watched that much basketball, but
probably the Celtics.
The Nuggets a lot this year.
I don't know. They're playoff jokers.
I think that they have more sustainable.
I would love to see the Cavs make a deep playoff run. They're one of my favorite teams to watch in the NBA. The
Cavs are pretty good. I like the Pacers. I don't think they're going to do too well. But
Neither do I. I think they're fun to watch.
I think the Pacers will drop into the play-in tournament, and I could see them losing the play-in tournament and going out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I think the Celtics will do good, or the Nets, because the Nets they got that new head coach.
Yeah, that's true.
He figured it out for those guys, because the past couple years they've been super dysfunctional. Now they're winning a bunch with them. Steve Nash, I've never been more disappointed in a coach. Like, that dude's a fucking one of the greatest point guards of all time. Extremely smart.
Hold on. That was not gambling advice with Dylan, Joey, and Alex.
I don't know if that's illegal or not, but
to say not gam. Oh, the turn you just made. It's fine. I do that.
I was in the middle of the lane, so
yeah, you're allowed. You're supposed to be in the middle.
I know. I didn't know if I was
right.
Yeah, I know.
But now that we're not talking about gambling advice, did you see? Talking about gambling advice. But did you guys see T.J. McConnell drop, like, how much did he finish with? 35 on Martin Luther King Day.
But that first half points was, like,
25 points, 9 assists, 100% from the field. Yeah, it was nuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah, back to the NBA championship. T.J. McConnell Day now. I'd like to see the Mavericks potentially make a run.
I just really like Luka.
Neither do I, but I think it's impressive that Luka Doncic just, obviously they do have an okay core. But on his own, he's a playoff team. Like, Luka and nothing else at this point of his career already is just a playoff team.
That's ridiculous. Do you think he'll ever be in, like, the GOAT debate or no?
The cast?
The GOAT debate? I don't know. I mean, Dirk, think about it. Dirk didn't win his first championship until, 2011?
Also,
Luka's a lot of time.
Yeah.
I would say that there's probably about 8 players in the league that would make that team a playoff team, and I think that the cast is overhated and Dallas.
8?
Well, Hardaway is hated perfectly.
I think Giannis.
He's not that good.
Giannis could do it.
I think Curry. He's an all right.
No, he's all right, but like he's also like not that efficient. Like he's comparable to.
I think Christian Wood's been good.
All right, Apex is leaving. Goodbye, right. Viewers.
Wait, Alex. 2K?
What?
2K.
Yeah, after I shit my fucking
pants. Yeah, I also did shit. You want to come to the front?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I think we're going to close out the episode, right? Do you have anything you want to say, Joe?
Nope.
All right, so that was episode 2 of season 2. Lot better than last episode. Honestly, I said this was a legacy episode. I don't know if... Oh, Alex is coming back. You want to help do the finishing word or no?
My AirPods not in the car? That would be maybe not good. Oh, wait. They're right here.
Okay. We're about to close out. What are your thoughts on this episode? Success?
What?
Success episode?
Yeah, that was good.
It was a good episode. Yes, that's it. I don't know what I'm going to title this. We got to talk about a lot of different stuff today. But thank you guys for watching. Joey, last words?
And we'll see you next time on the Fast Break Podcast.
All right, goodbye.